Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
Anytime you want to establish a new order, a new rule, right, anything, you have to have a brain trust. You understand right. me? Where you bring some of the most brilliant and brightest together, right, to intellectualize the ways moving forward. And I think that that's very important to have an understanding of. You know, today we don't have some of those same methods and codes when we think about movements and we think about liberation. There's right. no intelligentsia to where we say, yo, okay, we're dealing with some of, you know, shootings in the community. We're dealing with, you know, over sexuality in the community. We're dealing with, you know, a lack of economic stimulation within the community. Well, where's our brain trust? Let's go to them and have a conversation. You understand right. me? And see if we can establish some solutions.
Right.
Right? Sometimes that brain trust gets stagnant and old, whereas the same exact solutions running with no efficiency.
Right.
And then you would say, okay, well, you establish an order to say, make sure we're adding youth in every 5 years so right. that we keep the ideas fresh and that they're coming from a certain segment.
Right.
But also, how do you test to say that these people are qualified to say that they are one of the intelligent ones, one of our intellectuals? What's the qualification to first say that this person can be a part of the intelligentsia in the beginning?
We're looking for effectiveness and efficiency like you speak about, right? How is this person able to utilize their minds? Do they understand systems, right? Can they reverse engineer? What is their aptitude to listen to something and to apply themselves? Oh, this person is a coder. Chances are they can focus on something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this person has created technological breakthroughs like an Idris.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are that, you know, this person's brain is orientated to come up with solutions, right? Because that's all the word hacking means. Hacking a solution. So you throw these issues to people who are solution-based and creative-minded, they're gonna come up with a new design, right? That speaks to specifically to the time, because the new design that speaks to the time is gonna source whatever resources or materials are in circulation or in existence that helps you solve these problems that weren't available yesterday.
Do you think we can utilize things like, you know, the human design or Myers-Briggs personality types, you understand me, in conjunction with the people that we bring in? Because let's say like you got ENTJs or INTJs, which are more rare personalities, and they're going to see, feel, and experience the world differently. And then what you often find is that subset or group are often in leadership positions because their perspective and the way that they perceive the world is different. So they're often bringing something fresh and new to the algorithm.
Yes. Well, I'm designing an AI, which I call Almighty Intelligence.
Mm.
And this particular AI is utilizing metrics that we seem to overlook. To speak specifically to not machine learning, but human learning, right?
Mm.
How can I utilize a machine to learn a human better? There are certain metrics that are available to us, such as tarot, such as human design,
so
right?
You said tarot?
Yeah.
You believe in tarot, like tarot cards?
I do. I believe in, I acknowledge the effectiveness of cardology and tarot. Yes, and different aspects of numerology.
Is there a science that you can give us that would establish some sense of understanding for the layman to be like, I see the cards, but how is there any relevancy to tarot card reading, you know, beyond perhaps intuitive intelligence?
Well, we're all composed of latent energies, right? Everything is connected. In my purview, in my world, the way that I see things, there's no disconnect. So there's an energy signature that you have, right? And then that particular thing speaks a language because it's a frequency. There's an energy signature that's templated in that particular card, right? It's a whole language. It's almost like a glyph. I'm looking at a card, but it's a story, it's a conversation, it's a narrative. Mm. It's multidimensional. It goes this way, you know what I'm saying? You know, like they be doing the card tricks, be like,
yeah.
Yeah, like that's how one card will give you that much. You know what I'm saying?
Is it destiny? Is it destiny?
It's not so much destiny as much as it is attraction to a particular vibration.
So I guess to believe in the law of attraction would also be to believe in tarot cards.
Because, yeah, when you emit a thought, you were speaking on it, there's a biofrequency that emits that science has been able to detect. So you are putting out a frequency, you're putting out a thought form. That particular frequency has a vibration, and that vibration is going to magnetize to it whatever, you know, is similar, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it's attracting, whatever it's resonating with. So the card will flip and it'll be a particular concise message from spirit realm that says, this is our communication for you, but we speak through these particular cards as you know, our communique, because we can't just run up on you and say it in your ear.
So when you say spirit realm, what is spirit realm exactly? More so speaking as a multidimensional thing?
You know what? You know what I'm saying? The best way I can explain this is very simplified.
Yeah.
It's the different spectrum of light that we don't have available to our optic nerves.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So different bandwidths of frequency that are operating and communicating simultaneously, that's what we should consider spirit realm to simplify it.
So is it like it's super quantum, intelligence?
It's the quantum soup.
You know, it's like, you know, a person is in flow state where it's almost as if they can't do nothing wrong. Their brain is just tapped in where, you know, universal thought is just streaming between them. And that's universal intelligence where they just completely tapped in. And for me, that's operating and utilizing the laws of the universe, because oftentimes we only know the law of attraction, right? We don't know the law of magnetism. We don't know the laws of confidence, the laws of focus, right? We don't know all the other laws, but the law of attraction is like, that's one law amongst the constitution of the universe.
Right.
So, you know, when I went to go visit some of the Native American folks up there in the Hamptons.
Shinnecock.
The Shinnecock people, man, the most melanated sovereign tribe you can find.
Folks, yeah.
And the brother was explaining to me, because, you know, they operate within sovereignty, right? So they don't pay taxes, things of that nature.
Never been conquered,
Yeah, and he was explaining, he said his mentor or his guide, his elder, was telling him that he needs...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To become an attorney. And he confused, like, come on, man, you know we don't deal with the law. Like, crazy, an attorney? After we just talked about all this sovereignty?
Right.
So he said, nah, man, he said a spiritual attorney where you study the laws of the universe.
Mm.
And he said, I need you to become, you know, an expert at the laws of the universe.
Ugh.
And he said, you know, when we're going through different passages within life, he said, as, you know, when we are a sperm, right? You know, we spin it. They said we don't wiggle the tail. We actually spin it. You
spiral,
understand
right,
me? It's
right.
A spiral action that's happening. Mm-hmm. And during that time, you know, we go to egg. So we're guided to the egg by the egg, and it's choosing the right one. You understand me? To be guided, and we spiraling our way to existence. And then once we get in there, we start to form what we need for the next realm. So each realm starts to give and guide you to what you need to go to that next stage. Right? So you start to get arms, legs, you know, heart, limbs, spine, right? All of these different things start to form, brain, eyeballs, teeth, and, well, not teeth yet, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you start to become ready for this next realm. So once you come in there, you understand me, screaming and hollering, as a baby, you were also given everything that you needed. But that was, if you want to call, you know, the divine intelligence preparing you for that next realm. It's not something you had to ask for, like, yo, I need to walk. It's going to be a certain amount of gravity. No.
It was
in
pre-packaged.
That darkness, yeah. You've already been ready.
Right, you prepackaged.
So the question that became, as you born into this realm,
yes,
you understand me, then what are you being prepared for next?
Yes.
Right? Because when you talk about, you know, a person, light dies out and that flicker of their flame is gone and there's no more spirit within their life and then their body is no longer useful, it's the spiritual laws that they've densed on to themselves and added on to their soul and their spirit that they carry on,
yes,
until whatever next form of energy or whatever next stage,
right,
of
whatever
development in its existence.
Is. Right, right, right.
So it's like you have to live your life in some capacity in preparation, you know, and we talk legacy. You know, a legacy is the assets that you pass down when you no longer here.
Yes.
And I was listening to Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson was giving the greatest capitalist spiel ever in existence.
Yes.
How he was selling Kool-Aid and chicken to black people back in the day,
yes,
at the Starbucks, and how he flipped it and sold it.
KYC.
Right.
Know your customer. Yeah.
You understand me? and he knew him like KFC. He knew, yeah, me like chicken, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sweet potato. But anyway, he was giving this speech on the stage at Recession Proof with him five.
But he knew something that was vital.
What was that?
Vital, right? We want to eat our dinner at the movies.
And we want to eat our dinner at the
movies.
That
was key.
That's a fact. And that little small thing was key.
That little tweet.
He said he started the movie theater,
yes,
but he changed up the concept because he understood black people the most.
He KYC.
You understand me?
His customer, yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, through a man's life, we both understand this concept that we go through many lives.
Absolutely.
Right? We don't just live one life. We live many lives. And, you know, there was a life where I was living in the streets. It's a life you live in as you go through different developments. You have,
yeah,
births, you understand me, and deaths throughout life.
Throughout life, yes.
And so in the first iteration of his life, if I'm going to simplify it, let's say that Magic Johnson was known for his physicality, right?
Yes.
On that floor in NBA, like
the hardwood,
the master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then
master.
The second life of legacy being known by his mindset, particularly within business.
Mental
so
prowess.
Now,
yes.
And then the third life of a man, I would imagine, should be spirit. You understand me? How you, what you leave vibrationally and how you make people feel. You understand me? Because if you have just the first two without the spiritual legacy, right, you will leave here, but nobody will care. Right. You may get some of the close people that made, you know, you made them feel a little something. But everybody else, they only knew you through, right, the physical and the mental, which has nothing to do with the heart. Right. And now I'm thinking about learning, building legacies from the mental, physical and the spiritual realm. And if you can find a way to make sure that all of that is enclosed in, you'd be like Nipsey Hussle during his passing, where the whole world felt the spiritual energy release.
Right.
And they felt that vibration because at one point in time through his life and observing him, he made them feel something.
Yes.
Right. And so I want you to, if you can, because not if you can, I know you can.
Yes.
Because that's the guy, Blue 44, number one. Talk about the life and death experiences you go through while living.
Absolutely. This particular journey, as I said, you know, coming here, we are ascending this particular ladder, going from dense matter all the way back into our Godhead, right? And it's a hero's journey, right?
What is our Godhead for those who are listening?
Our Godhead would be that level of enlightenment where you tap into the aspects of yourself which are non-physical, right? Non-corporeal, which is your mind, which they say that all is mind and man is all and all is mind. So the aspect of us that is divine, it's not necessarily the flesh. Remember, the flesh is grotesque. You know what I'm saying? This is not a perfect, you know, contraption because it ages. It does particular things that are not consistent with being eternal,
right,
and immortal. But this mind of ours, you know, this ability to plug into this neural network that is of the, you know, this is how you scale your ladder and go to the highest of heights. You could go all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to jump into Crown Society, you're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
It's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
I gotta walk with my head held high because you gotta see this and you gotta see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
Blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.
I'm 19 Keys and this is High Level Conversation.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.